You can't tell the difference.
And something baked in a deep dish is kind of a fruit pot. It's got several layers of fruit and dough.
Well, I think you probably you're asking for a fruit cake. Is that what you're looking for?
Well, no, maybe it would be just apples. It'll have strips of dough and several layers of apples.
You talking about a dumpling?
Okay.
Sure. You can make a berry dumpling, a peach dumpling, a pear dumpling.
What about a cobbler or a deep dish pie?
Well, that's the city folks' name for it. We call them dumplings in the country.
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite and say he sure likes to put away his
appetite.
What you eat is your
food.
And a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pot would be called a
syrup.
Or maybe you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg. You call that a
sweetening.
And food taken between regular meals is called a
we call it a snack.
Okay.
Are your questions coming on here all right? Can they hear them when you're playing,
yeah,
back?
Yeah, I play it back. I think I can hear it pretty good.
You think so? Or are you going to just remember your question?
No, it comes in a little fainter because I'm farther away. But
you turn it sideways, but it helps.
Well, I think it's coming in okay. I've got the record level up kind of high.
Uh-huh. Okay, baby, let's go.
You said yesterday, I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate.
Okay, and this morning by 7 o'clock, I had already
had breakfast.
I'd already
eaten breakfast.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has what the glass?
Broken the glass.
And you say, I didn't mean to
break.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and
start eating.
Or if they're standing up, you tell them to
you tell them to go ahead and have a seat and start eating.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, go ahead and what down?
And sit down.
So you say, so then he went ahead and
sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat.
And if you want someone not to wait until something's passed over to him, you tell him, just go ahead and
help yourself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
Okay. And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
had some.
Or
helped himself.
Okay. And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
Well, normally you just say, no, thank you. You wouldn't offer an excuse as why.
Okay.
At least I would. If they asked me, I told them none of their damn business. If they pressed me, I say, I don't like the crap. How's
and
that?
If you were thirsty, you might say, I what a glass of water.
I'll have a glass of water.
And I poured some water and I did what?
Drank it.
Okay, you asked me how much have you
drank.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
reheated.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Huh?
Swallow.
Okay, he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow. Remember, you said it got stuck in his throat.
Okay, so
if he got stuck in his throat, he can't swallow no more.
Okay. And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Vegetables.
And you grow them in a
garden.
And something that's made out of corn by grinding it up real fine.
Cornmeal.
Or if it's not ground quite that fine, then
chops.
Huh?
Chops for chickens. You grind into chops for chickens.
What about something that people eat for breakfast? It's white.
Out of corn?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know what you could even be referring to. If you're talking about harmony, you don't grind it for harmony.
What
are you thinking about then?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Harmony? You don't grind it for harmony.
Is that just whole kernels?
That's whole kernels.
What about something similar to that that's been ground some?
Out of corn?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything.
What about grits? Is that
grits? Grits, as a rule, I don't think comes from corn.
What's it from?
I think, I'm not sure of this, because we don't really, I think it comes from barley and oats and stuff like that. I'd have to even go back. I swear I don't know if grits is made from corn. I don't believe it is.
What about something that they grow, well, south? Well, in places that are real wet. I know they grow it around Beaumont, Texas. It's a grain people in China and Japan eat a lot.
And you don't know what that is?
What's that called?
Rice.
Okay. Is it grown in this area?
Louisiana is the biggest rice producing state in the country.
What section? South of here?
South of here.
And what you call whiskey that's made illegally at home?
Moonshine.
Okay. Any other name?
Booze.
Do you make a distinction about whether it's dangerous stuff or pretty good stuff?
Do you make the distinction?
I mean, do you have a different name for it if it's really dangerous homemade whiskey? It's not safe to drink?
No, that is determined by the method it is made, but it's still called booze or bootleg.
Okay. And what about beer that's made at home?
Homebrew.
You said something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, would you just that?
Smell that.
And